It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Kalen Ballage had a 77-yard touchdown run Friday night. It was the UFL opener, and he set a UFL record. Correct me if I'm wrong. This is the same Kalen Ballage who averaged a yard a carry on 500 carries.
Yeah. Yes. 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 Yeah. And they said the ex Pittsburgh Steeler during the broadcast. I saw the highlight.
Oh, they didn't even call him a ex Miami Dolphin.
They didn't even bring up the Dolphins.
77-yard touchdown run.
Hawk, you better be watching that damn USFL, whatever they call it, because you gave me hell about everything.
I gave you hell about everything. We're talking about. Yeah. I can't stand that league.
You talking about it's football. More football is better. Just more football. Man, that is the worst football I've seen in my life.
Now, I think that was your take.
That was not my take.
Yeah, because remember you sat down with The Rock, and then all of a sudden you were best friends with The Rock, and you're like, oh, listen, no, I'm not betting against The Rock. If Rock says that this is going to happen, it's going to happen. Like, I'm pretty sure you were riding with The Rock on UFL.
I told The Rock it's going to fail. XFL's failed twice. All these leagues fail. NFL Europe failed. It's going to fail. Your take was... football, more football is great. More football, more football. No, I'm not so certain. Hawk, you want more high-quality football. That's what you want. That's not high-quality football. That is boring.
Well, Kalen Ballage knocking down 77-yard tutties is not boring at all. Sign me up for that all day long. Probably says a little bit about the level of competition if Kalen Ballage is able to knock down 77-yard tutties, because in NFL competition, the guy couldn't get past 1.5 yards.
Yeah. No, I actually watched the DC, whatever. What are they called? The Defenders or something?
Yeah.
Little Chan was going through the guide and was like, oh, daddy, hey, we watched this. And I'm like, okay, we can wait for the NCAA tournament to start and we could watch this. I couldn't even get through it. I walked away. I went outside. I started playing with my youngest son. We were shooting basketball.
Yeah,
I'm not watching this crap.
Anybody is watching that stuff.
No.
Let's get some cat talk. Start out the 3 o'clock hour here, Solana.
Rah.
Extra testosterone. Both of you guys.
Jimmy, are you a cat or is that a dog?
No, that was a cat.
Okay.
Checking.
Cat Talk is sponsored by Hollywood Kia. Get the star treatment at Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia dealer in all Florida. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia and shop online at HollywoodKia.com. So we had the Marshawn debut last Friday. The Panthers won that game, and he had the assist to Benny for the game-winning goal in overtime over the Utah Mammoth or whatever the hell they're going to be called. Did you guys see the video today, though? As the Panthers are off today, they play again tomorrow. Who was on the ice today for the Cats? Any of you guys see?
No. No. Matthew Tkachuk?
Matthew Tkachuk was on the ice.
Yo, for real?
He's on the ice.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They got 9 more games left?
9. Yeah.
Cruise into the postseason and then line them up there. Tkachuk, Benny, Marchand, and go down the list. Look out, NHL.
Oh! Can't wait.
By the way, the Canadians have taken 3 straight against the Panthers this year. They'll play the final game of their 4-game regular season series tomorrow. The Cats want to avoid being swept by the Habs here in this game. So that'll be tomorrow at 7 p.m.
All right. Very good. We have tickets for the Counting Crows bringing their Complete Suites tour to Hard Rock Live in July. And we've got a pair of tickets every day this week. Just keep listening for your chance to win. I want to talk a little bit this hour about the NFL owners meetings and some of the stuff that Mike McDaniel had to say. But let's start with headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
Should I skip the Tyreek Hill stuff then, Hawk? Because I know McDaniel
touched on it. You can get into it if you want. You can get into it.
Okay, yeah, because McDaniel did touch on it. But here's what happened. Tyreek Hill at the center of some Dolphins drama over the weekend once again because he's trolling on social media. So Jason Fitzgerald from Over the Cap, he mentioned Tyreek Hill is the biggest name player who could potentially be traded on draft night. He wasn't saying there's a report or that. Somebody asked him, hey, who do you think could get moved? Biggest name player, he said Tyreek Hill. Tyreek Hill responds with a peace sign. Another post from a Dolphins fan account asking if fans would be okay with trading Tyreek, and then he quotes that with a laugh emoji. This morning, though, an account called NFL Rumors, they posted a picture of Tyreek Hill, and they write, report, Tyreek Hill would be okay getting traded to a contender. He quoted it and responded, LOL, another false narrative. So you didn't know if the smiley face and the peace sign was him saying deuces or laughing at the fact that he wants to get traded. Today he somewhat shut that down. But 24 hours of people kind of in South Florida saying, again, with Tyreek Hill trolling us on social media.
It's the new age of what media is. Like every second these guys can respond, and it's just ridiculous that it can actually be a national report of a guy tweeting a peace sign. He could be leaving Funky Buddha Brewery and saying, hey, I'm out of here. I'm done hanging out and drinking beer. It's the dumbest thing in the world that we have to attach ourselves to young humans that want attention. And now we give them the attention they want, and now they continue the attention. It's silly as hell. I don't know what he's going to do. I don't think the Dolphins want to trade him. If the trade offer, there's a price on everything. If somebody gives him 3 ones, that he's gone. But for us to attach ourselves to a guy's social media, it kind of upsets me because I'm old and curmudgeonous.
It's so very apparent to me, like, what he's doing there with the peace sign, letting it fester for a day, and then false rumors. But it leads me to believe that at some point, much like the Heat waited too long with Jimmy Butler, someone in the Dolphins front office or coaching staff may be saying, those breadcrumbs are being dropped. Like, what are we doing here? Gotta cut bait. Maybe. I'm not telling you that's what's happening. I just do see a parallel between the Jimmy Butler situation and this.
I ain't gonna lie to you, Hawk. You've been talking about the breadcrumb for a while, and I've really thought about it. Where there we need to, I don't say we need to, but you need to make the right business decision with Tyreek at some point. And we always talk about how the Patriots get rid of guys too early than too late. So when is that point? When is he not gonna, you know, when is he gonna be upset? When is can he not run a damn 4-2-8 no more? There's that mid-ground between Tyreek wanting to be here and Chris Greer deciding how long he should be here. And you know his number next year is $51 million?
Woo. Yeah.
That there is no receiver in the world worth $51 million.
A lot of bread.
That's quarterback money. So are you gonna but if you restructure that deal, now you have him for years under $35 million. Like something has to be figured out with Tyreek and the Dolphins.
So two things to that. Mike McDaniel was asked about it today at the owners' meetings. Here's his quote. When asked if Tyreek will be a Dolphin in 2025, I can certainly say with certainty that at this certain moment, we are fully Perfect. Planning to move forward for a better version of our relationship with Tyreek Hill. And to Crowder's point about Tyreek Hill's cap hit, Alan Pupar had a really good breakdown on SI. He writes, the Dolphins cap hit is larger if they trade him before June 1st than if he just remained on the roster. And if they trade him after June 1st, the problem is they can save around $15 million this year. The problem is you're waiting until after June 1st, right? Like most guys are already signed. What you're going to get back in draft capital to rebuild your team this year is drafted already. It's gone. So it doesn't make much sense. Next year, they can get out of his deal, Crowder, the $51 million cap hit. They can save, I think he wrote $32, $33 million of that $51 million cap hit. So doesn't seem like the Dolphins have any intention of trading him now, but next year.
To make an analogy with Jimmy Butler and the Heat, the prevailing notion was, well, let's get through one more year. They knew it was bad. And it was like, well, let's get through one more year because then we've got more freedom to be done with him on the books. And it was like, you know what? You rolled the dice for one more year and it blew up in your face. What is, did Kevin Durant get hurt?
So
I just saw on NBA today, they were saying, was Sunday's game Kevin Durant's final game in a Suns uniform?
Expected to be out at least a week, according to a report 5 minutes ago.
He couldn't even walk off the court and they only have 6 games left. The Suns, that was a failed experiment.
They're a game and a half.
How is that possible?
A game and a half back of the 10th seed. They're the 11th seed in
the West. How is that possible? Even if he had no teammates, how is it possible that a Kevin Durant-led team can't be a top 10 seed in the NBA?
A Kevin Durant-led team was in OKC, and they failed. In Brooklyn, and they failed. Golden State worked because that was a Steph-led team. Then he goes to Phoenix, and it failed. It's crazy to say he is so talented, but something about Kevin can't be that one.
But forget about being a one. I'm talking about being a top 10 seed in the West.
It was Bradley Beal, and I hate to bring it up because I've been arguing for Beal for years. It was Devin Booker, Kevin Durant, Bradley Beal.
I mean, that sounds impossible. I'm not talking about winning a title. I'm talking about being one of the top 10 seeds in the West.
Top 10? You have three of the top 15 players in the NBA.
It seems impossible.
It just doesn't work out. Continuity. I know that's what Solana likes to talk about. Continuity. I don't know what was going on with them.
They had some continuity, though. Like Devin Booker and KD played together a couple seasons. And then you bring in Bradley Beal, who is another ball-dominant player, Hawk. I guess that's what it is. The fit just doesn't work, but I'm with you. For them to not even be a playoff team.
I'm telling you, if you said to me Kevin Durant and four potatoes are going to be out on the court, I would go, yeah, they'll make the play-in at least.
If you give – I just thought about when you asked. If you give Eric Spoelstra, KD, Devin Booker, and Bradley Beal, they're in top four seed.
Top four seed. Top
Who's the coach? I don't even know, but that's my thought when you asked the question.
I think it was Frank Vogel last year, and now it's Mike Budenholzer. I think it's Mike Budenholzer.
No, you got to put your hoof down. They need a Riley.
Yeah, it's Bud.
Yeah. And then people are probably scared to talk to KD because he's going to get upset. You know, Booker's chasing around Kardashians. Bradley Beal is, I don't know what Bradley Beal does, but yeah, man, it's just, you know, no culture.
No culture. That's what I say about Zion.
But they did. Oh, remember a couple of years ago, guys? They that was the best team, hottest team in the bubble. They had James Jones running the show. Devin Booker's a superstar. They had acquired all these assets. And then they
James
were able,
Jones still there?
Yeah, they were able to get Kevin Durant. Like, there was a culture. They built the culture, and they went. They got the whale.
Kevin Durant's a culture killer. I mean, we
can't
saw
even
it in Brooklyn,
argue.
Right?
Yeah. Can't even argue with that.
It's why there's a lot of people.
You can say Golden State, Steph Curry and Klay Thompson and Draymond Green were so good at that time, even Kevin Durant couldn't wreck them, right. I think is the narrative now. It's not like because he's a culture killer.
And it's something like, and I don't want to compare the two. Michael Beasley, very talented. Automatic buckets. Like, Hawk, you talk about the players I love. It's the players that, like, give me the ball and y'all get out the way and watch this. I love those guys. Michael Beasley can do that. Michael Beasley is not in the league right now because there's something about his personality that can't blend with other stars and figure that out. Kevin Durant might be a real, real talented Michael Beasley because something about his personality is not there. I don't know if he doesn't blend or doesn't vibe with the guys.
Again, the thing that's so shocking about it is he's so talented and such a unicorn that you would think it wouldn't even matter because you'd think he would be one of those guys where you go, it doesn't matter how awful he is. He's so talented on the court and it's so impossible to stop him that it all kind of evens out in the wash and it just doesn't.
I think this super team thing, I don't know if he psychologically can't be a top two on a super team because talent-wise, you're right. He's one of the best players I've ever watched in my life.
I mean, it's crazy when you look at him and then you realize what he can do with a basketball. Like that's what I'm saying. It doesn't even add up that they're not a top 10 seed. And then you throw in Devin Booker and Bradley Beal if you want. Like,
shocking. I can't wait for the KD 30 for 30. I need to see that one.
But even, you know, in Brooklyn, I know there were some outside factors with the whole Kyrie thing. But, man, then Kyrie goes to Dallas. He pairs up with another superstar in Luka. They're in the NBA Finals. And there was injury at play there, too. Kyrie got hurt. Harden was fat. He got hurt. Like, KD almost single-handedly took them. He was an inch away from taking them, beating the Bucks, and going to the NBA Finals. But there's still something to be said about Kyrie was able to do it with Luka. He was able to lock in with Luka, but not with Durant. Yeah. He was able to do it with LeBron, not with Durant.
No, that's why I want the 30 for 30, because they got to explain this. To Hawk's point, there's a large sample size of KD not being able to win, and he had to go with Steph and Klay, who already won, and just attach himself to a winner. Why can't he do it himself? And his talent can't carry it. It has to be something else.
Bizarre.
Would you still want him here next year?
Damn, that's a hell of a question.
Because a month ago, it was everybody but Bam on the table if you bring Kevin Durant.
Right.
And all three of us were saying absolutely 100%. There's not even a question about it anymore.
At some point, you have to learn from the past and say it's not worth the investment. Obviously, if you can get someone on the cheap, if there's not too much risk involved, but I mean, how many times do you need to see examples of him just not being able to? Now, again, it may be the Jimmy Butler situation. He needs to be more of a cast member than star of the show. I don't know.
If
I don't know.
If this year, same team.
How old are you now?
36.
35.
36. Let me double check here, but
diminishing returns, man.
He's 36 years old.
Ooh.
He'll turn 37 before next year.
Oh my God, did I have a moment yesterday? Speaking of being old, could not believe this. Meet a friend of mine. Friend of mine's in from Chicago. So it was like 9 o'clock last night. He's like, let's meet for a coffee. So we go to Denny's. I flip the menu. There's a 55 plus page on the Denny's menu. I've reached a Denny's age Rubicon. I have never reached a menu Rubicon before in my life. I always thought the age menus were, you know, 65 plus, 75 plus. There's a bleeping 55 plus menu. It happens to be everything I love, by the way. They know their market. But there's a 55 plus menu on Denny's. Couldn't believe it. I started to shake.
What's on it? Beef broth and celery?
Yeah, it was like cheese sandwich and tomato soup.
Oh, yeah, I love like, soup. Yeah, you a big soup. Fan of soup. Yeah, yeah.
But it's like everything you'd want to eat is just cheaper. They take care of the olds. Very nice.
The olds. I don't know if
Hawk.
That's a phrase to say.
Hawk, does the bowl of Polident to put your dentures in, is that free when they bring it to the table?
I mean, 55 plus special menu. That was like staggering. He was on the phone with his son, and mm-hmm. I go, holy mackerel, do you see this? Because he's 55 also. And he goes, first thing I saw when I sat down, because he got there before I did. First thing I saw when I sat down, he goes, you're stealing my material. I'd honestly never seen that before where you look at the menu and you're the olds. Like, I'm like, yeah. What? I should have ordered something to see if they would have carded me or not, or if they would have just taken my word for it. That would have made me feel even worse. Because they would have said, oh, sir, no, that's for 55 plus.
Hawk.
I don't think they would have given it to me without identification.
How old do you look?
Oh, not 55. I'd say 47 tops.
So they're not going to give you the tomato soup and the cheese sandwich.
Not at the 55 plus price. They'd put it, I guarantee you, on the bill. It would just be your traditional grilled cheese and tomato soup. And then I would say, no. I was ordering off the 55 plus menu. And they would have said, you know, like they stop you if you're going through the express lane. You have more than 11 items. They would have said, no. That's for 55 plus, sir. You're a few years away.
The Lee Young puppy out there is trying to order off the 55 plus menu.
Exactly. They said, no, we can't allow that. This is for 55 plus only, sir.
Oh, boy. You look good, Hawk.
I know. That's why I didn't think they'd let me order off that menu.
Might need to get a makeup guy or something.
Or what?
Maybe a lace front.
Or what?
Hawk, you should get a lace front just to be funny.
No need to be funny.
Like just
I look at 45. I'm 55. I look 45.
Fuck, I'm 41.
Yeah.
You look 3 years older than me?
Well, you really look about 45, too. I think you and I kind of look like the same age. You feel me, right, Jimmy?
Sure.
Thank you. Ooh, Jimmy had my back. Dude,
but would they card on that side? Is anybody going to try?
Yeah, they can't give away a 55 plus price to someone who's obviously not 55.
How much discount do you get? A dollar per menu item?
I don't know, whatever it is. I mean, very solid thing of Denny's to do, first of all. Been going there for every meal now.
This Denny's is another conversation, too.
Well, it's like, where do you meet for coffee late at night?
I don't know. Your house? I don't know. I don't meet for coffee. House. Who drinks coffee late?
What am I, roasting a pot of Folgers instant coffee as the neighbors knock on the door? I break out a pound cake?
Hawk, now we're talking this out. You know who meets for coffee before bed? 60-year-olds. Because they can go to sleep whenever they want to.
What was I going to drink? A beer the Sunday night, 9 p.m.?
Yeah.
Stop it.
Yes!
That's ridiculous.
Yes! That's ridiculous. Bro, let's grab a coffee. No, bro, let's slide to the alehouse. We'll grab a beer.
No, coffee. That's made for coffee. Diner coffee. 9 p.m. on a Sunday night, diner coffee all day.
Yeah.
I had a Sprite all as the well. 40, My stomach was a little
all
upset.
All the 40-year-olds hang out at diners at 9 p.m. and...
I didn't say 40. Lights That's high. Silly. 45.
No TVs, no games on, just what are
conversation.
Y'all,
conversation.
What?
The art
what
of conversation.
But what are you? I know how to talk to people, but what do you talk about at 9 p.m. at night with a man drinking coffee?
Oh, my God. Life. I mean, that's where you really discuss life. When you're drinking diner coffee on a Sunday night, oh, my God. That's when you really solve life's dilemmas.
Just give me three good topics. This is for me.
Well, I mean, just whatever you want to talk topics. About. But we talked about our children. We talked about our mm-hmm. careers. We talked about mm-hmm. Friends we had grown up with and what they're doing now.
8 text messages.
Well, but you're not interpersonal with people. You don't have friendships. I do. I have lifelong friendships.
You have one son. How's DJ? University of Tampa, doing great, man. He's doing his thing, man. He gets out in a year.
This is all you need to know about Crowder right here.
Uh-huh. I don't know. How is he doing? Does he have a group of friends? No, I don't need to know all this. No, I'm fine.
That's right. You don't need to know all that. You don't have friends. I take a vested interest in my friends' children.
Let's go grab a beer. We'll watch the rest of this Auburn game, and we'll have a great night.
You can't hold down a conversation with someone that you've known for years. That's on you.
Talk about your kid's major?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a terrible conversation. Mm-hmm. That's why you need coffee, because both of y'all wanted to go to sleep.
I mean, I've seen you and T. You get a beer, you both play on your phones. You don't share one word with each other.
You know I don't play on my phone, but I'll sit and watch a game and just slap his elbow every now and again and tell him, look at this dunk. But yeah, we don't need it.
Nah, you gotta sit down. You have a coffee. If I was feeling better, I'd add a piece of pie.
Pie.
That's right.
Two men, pie, coffee. Great
night.
That
is correct.
I think you. I think something's wrong with you.
All right.
Sounds delightful. I can't wait to be 55.
It is. It's such a. It's such a great part of life. Like, hey, let's sit down. Let's have a cup of coffee, piece of pie, mm-hmm. talk things out.
Yeah.
Cheetah, beer, naked, mm-hmm. basketball. That's not better?
Not if you want to learn about what's going on in someone's life. You haven't talked
with
them in a
while. You just said you've known him for years. You already have most of the bullet points.
Right, but we don't get that interpersonal time, that eye-to-eye time, that coffee time.
You want to stare in his eyes and ask him how his kids are doing?
That's right.
Oh, yeah. Benjamin has 36 credits at University of Michigan. Oh, wow. Congratulations, Benjamin.
Yeah, that's interesting to me. It's my friend.
Man, ain't nobody worried about Benjamin.
All right.
Crowder, you're closer to getting an AARP card than you are to the year you retired from the NFL. I just want you to know that as you're giving Hawk a hard time here.
I understand that I'm 41, but when I'm 51 and when I'm 61, none of my friends are going to call me and say, hey, I'm in town. Let's go to the Denny's, grab a coffee. a piece of blueberry pie, stare in each other's eyes, and talk about what our kids are doing. That's a terrible night. That sucks.
And that's sad. That's sad that you'll have no one to call you to do that. That's sad.
No, they're going to call, and I'm going to say, hey, let's slide to the shake spot, look at some Yiggy Fliggy Wiggle, grab a beer, watch a basketball game, and have a good time staring each other's eyes.
Make sure they have space for your walker.
I got glaucoma. They got glaucoma. I don't even know if I'm looking in their eyes, Hawk. We're blind.
And belonging at Denny's. We had such good service there, too. They were so very nice, very friendly.
Yeah. Yeah. Denny's is usually that place.
I know. That was why it was surprising. You don't normally get, like, it felt like just a down-home diner. Very friendly, very nice. Good with the refills.
Mop water smell?
A musty odor, yeah. But you expect that going in.
This is ridiculous, man.
Had a pretty bad sewage problem in right field at Marlins Park as well. Might want to get that fixed.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Yeah. Just smelled bad.
Is there a Denny's over there?
No, but that would be fun. Denny's
gets a bad rap. Denny's gets a bad rap. Denny's is such a good restaurant.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
It is.
Yeah. Such a good restaurant.
The Superbird is great. Moon's Over Miami. They've got something for everyone.
IHOP is better.
Yeah, I'll go with that in most instances, but I don't think there's as many IHOPs as there are Denny's.
Yeah. Waffle House is the dog. Waffle House Michael Jordan.
It's not around here. There's one in Davie, but that's it.
That's the only Waffle House?
That's it. Well, there's one by the station at 441, the old station.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Waffle House is right. That's right. That's like 2 miles from my house right there.
Yeah, I wish I had a Waffle House by me. That's good eating.
Yeah.
That's why I never went to Waffle House unless I was going down to the Keys, because I don't think there is one.
There's none.
By me.
There's none. Davey's been the only one in South Florida for years up until they built that one by the stadium.
Waffle House, like, the food isn't good, though. You know you're going to Waffle House. The food isn't going to be very good. It's like, it's just the
experience. The waffles are great.
Yeah. The waffles are good. It's just, it's good food. Still mop water smell, Solana. Like, yeah, I'm not saying this is, you know, this isn't
comfort
David
food.
Rutten,
they're waffles and hash browns, man. They're good.
Yeah, yeah. They give you 18 pounds of grits. Yeah, they want you to fill up on grits. If you order grits, you're about to get 6 plates of grits.
Look at that. Jimmy says there's 1,366 Denny's restaurants in the U.S., 1,841 IHOPs. There are more IHOPs in the U.S. than Denny's.
About 1,200 of them in Orlando combined.
I love Denny's. Denny's underrated.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Super Bird.
Super Bird. Guy was so nice last night. You know me, I like to make conversation. I'm talking with the manager.
What do you?
I said, if I didn't have a little stomach ache, I'd have gotten a Super Bird. That's my go-to meal. He said, you can get one to go. He said, I can pop one in a to-go tin for you, and when you're feeling better, you'll have a Super Bird. I said, you know, that's really good salesmanship, and I appreciate that. I said, I'm not going to bring one home, but I appreciate it. But next time. It was just nice. It was like a moment. It was nice.
With the Denny's man.
That's right.
You're weird.
You got his number?
I did.
I'm pleasant to people. Like, don't paint me as a butt wiper. I'm pleasant to people, but you want to, back and forth.
Pleasant to people?
This.
You don't even want to talk about your friend's kids.
But, Huck, who tells a Denny's worker that I have a tummy ache?
Yeah, we're making conversation. My stomach hurt.
What conversation? He has other tables to serve, Hawk.
I was telling him what a great job they did making us feel at home.
Okay, great job, man. We appreciate it, man. Amazing service. I have a tummy ache, but I love Super. Like, what? There's no, I have IBS. There's no conversation that my stomach hurts comes up.
You should open up a little.
Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7.
It was such a delightful night. I may do it again tonight. That's how much fun I had just sitting there drinking a coffee. Tonight, I'm feeling a little better. Might have a piece of pie.
With who?
Same guy.
Y'all have a double. Y'all doing a date, a second date?
I had a great time last night.
And now y'all are going to drink coffee again and eat pie?
If he wants to tonight, I am in.
What else do you have to talk about? You didn't lock in last night?
I don't have like a checklist. Like, we just talk. Talk about life. Talk about current events. Just talk. Share. Learn.
Share?
Yeah.
Share what?
Thoughts,
investment portfolios?
Topic. Sure, yes, absolutely.
Thoughts. Share thoughts.
Yeah. That's what
you're
do with
grown
friends.
You're a man.
That's what you do with friends. You share thoughts.
But you don't have to do that. You don't have to. For 2 days straight?
You don't know what it is
therapy
to have friends.
This is a therapy session. You're in a therapy session. What does he do for a living? He's a therapist. He flew down here to have a therapy session with you.
Because I'm sharing thoughts with a friend, a lifelong friend?
How many thoughts?
You have a finite amount of thoughts?
Hawk, hours of thoughts with a man drinking coffee and staring in his eyes? You might as well lay down and let him sit behind you.
I mean, this is the guy who goes on Tamron Hall and cries when he starts thinking about his thoughts. When you start sharing your deep, dark thoughts.
20 minutes with Tamron. You're spending 17 hours with some weirdo.
Why did you open up to Tamron Hall and start crying?
Made great TV. Pre-show meeting.
You need to develop your interpersonal skills.
I do have interpersonal skills, no, but you don't. I also have mortgages. I have mortgages to pay.
I'm you not think me having coffee and pie last night prevented me from paying my mortgage?
I bet. I bet you're going to go again tonight. That's 7 hours of life that you could be doing something successful, but you're staring in a man's eye talking about foolishness.
I got you.
And eating super birds.
Crowder will rip the Cavender twins and Tyreek Hill for being on social media hawk, but unless he's getting clicks, he's not opening up for anybody.
Exactly.
You know why? Because I got mortgages to pay, and those get checks. I'll cry. Well,
the people
I'll
you
cry
criticize
if I get a
also
check.
Have mortgages to pay.
I'll cry if I get a check. I'm not crying without no check. They give me a raise on this show, I'll cry.
Sometimes a cry, like a good cry, you know, it'll hit the spot. It's like on the way home.
What spot?
Sometimes you need a good cry. Like on the way home
Sometimes
from work.
You need a good cry.
On the I'm way home that. From work. Nothing's wrong. Had a good show. But just radio off, TV or song off. I just got to let it out, you know, a good cry.
Bro, I had a... It's funny you say that. We got into it. I had a buddy that came to my house recently, I'll say within the last 2 months. And when he comes in and I put the kids to bed, he goes and gets a roll of toilet paper out of the guest bathroom. And I'm like, I thought he was sick. Like, I thought he was about to start sneezing and snotting and stuff. He anticipated our conversation was about to be emotional. And it did not go the way he thought it would. It was the weirdest thing in the world. It's like, yeah, I know you're going through a lot and I just wanted to be here for you. I was like, nah, I'm good, bro. And like, he's sniffling and I'm like, and he had, like, at one point he put the toilet paper between us and I was like, I'm good. Like, I'm not sick. Like, what are we doing right now?
You got weird friends. See, now like, I Knicks, understand where all Knicks, this is coming from. The people that you were around are weird. I can only imagine what would happen if you're one of your weird friends met you for coffee somewhere.
I don't remember what game it was, but I remember the Knicks were playing. And at some point during the conversation, I just yelled, the Knicks game is on. Because the conversation got weird, and I was like, hey, bro, the Knicks game is on. And I just pointed at the TV like, what are we talking about? Yeah, you know, my mom died 18 years ago next week. 18 years ago? What are we talking about?
Poor Crowder.
Not poor Crowder. Poor y'all.
Poor Crowder.
All this emotion poured into you. Bro, this...
Can't have a coffee and a pie.
Feel
or
for
Crowder.
You, feel free. No.
Yeah. That's a waste of time. Let's do efficient. I'm efficient.
Crowder, do you need a hug?
He does, Jimmy. I'm glad you recognize that. He definitely needs a hug.
Yeah.
Jimmy, you better not touch me. We've never touched in our life. We shouldn't touch. Start now.
Go have a good cry, man. You need to cry a little.
Let's cry together, Solana.
Okay.
Sign me up for that.
As long as it ends with a piece of pie, Hawk.
Oh, is there anything better?
I like pie.
Cup of coffee. Well, it doesn't sound like you do. Cup
I
of
like
coffee,
pie,
a Hawk. Piece of pie. No,
I don't
it
like,
sound like you do.
I don't like staring another man in his eyes, talking for 2 hours and eating pie.
Well, you're missing out.
That is your weather.
By the way, Ryan Clark will invite him for a cup of coffee and a piece of pie, and I'll be like, "That's I'm so glad we did this." And you know, he's hugging on Brandon Marshall at the end of I Am Athlete because it's so important. It's so important to You know, we know where this ends up, Solana, with his cup of coffee and a pie podcast, you know, with Ryan and Fred.
It's LeBron.
Where they sit at the diner. Yeah.
LeBron and Crowder tearing up with LeBron's story about Cleveland.
We've seen this movie 1,000 times, Crowder.
If there's a check involved, I can play the part.
I gotcha.
Mm-hmm. They get on me all the time. Hey, let's sit down. We sat down with a very prestigious TV company, and it was at 10:30 a.m. And it was like the talent director of some, you know, of one of these big name companies. And everybody went around. Oh, can I have a green tea? Oh, can I have a seltzer water? Oh, can I have this? It's like it's 10:30. That's close to lunch. Can I have a double McAllen neat? And everybody looked over at me like, what are you ordering? I said, it's they're paying. That tea costs $3. Like, I'm going to be myself at all times. They got so hot with me. But then the executive ordered him a damn, what's it called? The mimosa champagne and orange juice.
Yeah.
He changed his order to a mimosa because another grown man ordered an alcoholic drink at 10:30 a.m. So he wanted an alcoholic drink, and he ordered one because of me. We closed the deal.
What are you running from?
Man. What was that?
What are you running from?
Probably a life of having a very aggressive mother.
See? Covered a lot of ground.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I'm not even kidding. I think Sandlot is a swimming movie.
Hawk and Crowder.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.